8:35 here at the Cool Cat Oldies 1380. That's your water right there. I'm Brian Engel here on the first shift, and we have a special guest in studio who is getting watered up and ready to perform for us, and that is Jeff Varga. Jeff, good morning. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Morning, Brian. It's a pleasure to meet you.
You know, Lori passed along these CDs to me to listen to, and it's very good.
I appreciate that.
Very good.
Thank you.
And Jeff, you're a local singer, songwriter, performer from this area.
I was born here in Cleveland area, Brooklyn, mm-hmm. Basically. And I always tell people, they say, "Well, where'd you grow up?" And if they ask me it like that, I always say New York, because I moved to New York City just after school, after mm-hmm. high school, and lived there for 10 years. And you know, you grow up real quick when you come from a small little hamlet of Brooklyn, Ohio.
So 18 years old, you took off to the Big Apple.
Yeah, and went there, went to school at Pace University, and went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts.
Wow.
Thinking, well, if I can get through that, maybe I won't have to really go to school. You know, I wasn't really good at school. You know. Yeah. So, then fell into playing with different groups, and mm-hmm. you know, always had that. And before I knew it, you know, I was working all the time and touring and playing with other players. And at that time, the urban cowboy craze was real big.
Oh, okay,
So you know, latter 70s, early 80s, uh-huh. and so we toured. You know, Iceland, Scandinavia.
Really?
Yeah, went to Europe.
No
and,
kidding.
Yeah, I just played all those, did all those things because. That was the big thing.
Who have you played with?
Well,
you would go around the world.
Well, the guy that we backed up first when we went over there, his name was Tommy Joe White. Not to be confused with Tony Joe White, uh-huh. who became a really well-known country singer.
Uh-huh.
But Tommy Joe was from Birmingham, Alabama. He moved to the city because of this urban cowboy craze.
Uh-huh.
There was a company called Country Eastern Productions.
Uh-huh.
That's what they called themselves, and because they worked in the city, and that gentleman, what was his name? Quentin Raines.
Right.
He got us to play, you know, all over the place.
I'll
we went on the road, and as a matter of fact, they wanted to do they wanted to put a group together,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to say a super group because I was in
right.
it, but they wanted to put together a group that was going to do, they were going to do like a sitcom. A country, like a country version of the Monkees. Okay.
Really?
So they went around. They got four of us guys and a woman, and we're gonna be in a band.
Yeah.
You know, cohabitating in a loft.
Yeah, right.
Writing country songs, and you know, thus the hilarity ensues.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Hopefully, right? So they sent us the last tour we went on. They sent us for 3 months over to Scandinavia because that was there. I don't know why that was such a big venue, but it was. So we were in Oslo, Stavanger, and Buda, Norway.
Mm-hmm.
So we're playing there, and by the time that whole, because they wanted us to get real tight as a band.
Sure.
So by the time that all happened, the whole cowboy craze died.
It died.
We got back. The deal was off the table.
So
we're all like, well, now we're this really good band with nowhere to go.
Yeah, you come home and Devo and the Human League.
It was the Police. It was all that punk era stuff. And it was like 82. And we're like going, well, shoot.
So much for that.
Yeah, well, that was fun, huh? Nice meeting you guys.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the fiddle player is still over in Denmark.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, he's still playing over there.
Wow.
And he's making a great living at playing country music over there. So,
We're talking with Jeff Varga, who's a local musician, singer, songwriter. And have you always written music? Is that something you've always done, or is that something that you picked up maybe in the last, you know, 10, 20, 30 years? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I've written. I've always
mm-hmm.
written. And not good, but I've written. You know, you know, I mean, they're not all good. As a matter of fact, I was on, I don't know if you remember, there was a station called WMMS.
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. They used to have a thing called Coffee Break Concert.
Sure.
Coffee Break Concert was done in studio when they first started.
Right.
And it was this cramped little studio that you sat with, what was his name? Matt the Cat.
Okay.
That's it. And I went in there and I did a Coffee Break Concert and I did mm-hmm. all original songs.
Oh.
And, you know, I thought I was cool, but I was 16. So
yeah,
I mean,
that's great.
Who doesn't think they're cool at 16?
Wow.
You know, but yeah, but my influences. I mean, Jim Croce was like. I mean, I loved Jim Croce when when it was great because when people go, hey, did you hear the new Zeppelin album? And I go, no, I got, no. But I got an AIM album. And they're going, yeah. I got a what? You know, no. And I was so into like Cat Stevens,
yeah,
James Taylor, Simon Garfunkel,
Gordon Lightfoot,
yeah, oh yeah, mm-hmm. All that stuff. And everybody's like, no, man, the Zeppelin, man. And what I think is...
You do that so well.
Well, I hung out with those guys. What I loved about this, though, is if you look at Zeppelin's background, mm-hmm. which I didn't know this, they were very influenced by a great folk band in England called Fairport Convention.
No, I'll be darned.
And to show you what strange things is, I'm over in Norway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing with with the band that I'm playing with. I meet these guys from England.
Yeah.
This guy's name is Martin Alcock. Martin has now, since then, played with Jethro Tull and Fairport Convention.
I'll be darned.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So I'm still in touch with those guys, and it's just amazing how the circle of the music, mm-hmm. When you go to the core of where everybody came from.
Oh, yeah.
I guess, and I'm not familiar with it at all, but I understand Led Zeppelin II is very heavily folk-based.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's basically, I mean, somebody says, well, what do you do? I say, I'm a folk singer.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, yeah. I sing to folk, so.
Sure. Well, so. I've been, this morning I've been talking about the music that I've heard on these CDs, and I'm anxious for our listeners to get to hear it, too. You've got two CDs here. Guitars and Horses mm-hmm. came first, didn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the middle one you're missing, which I should give you a copy of, is Back Porch Songs.
Okay.
I did... Guitars and Horses was my first foray mm-hmm. into doing music, recording strictly by myself.
Oh, wow.
So I did that whole album at home with my little, you know, computer that, you know, sure. I got. And, yeah. And it said, let me see if I can do this. Like, I took some old songs that I had recorded differently a long time ago and just reworked them.
Okay.
And so those are the incarnations that go on this album. Okay. So if you go back to like my Plainfield Walker album or the Human Trail album, you'll hear the same songs, but not like they're done on this album.
Right. Okay.
The one song, it's called Ain't Nothing Gonna Bring You Down. It was like an old rock and roll song. It was like an old rock and roll tune where it was that. Well, there's no holes in my clouds this morning, and there's no breakfast in my bed. Okay, mm-hmm. The new version is, well, there's no holes in my clouds this morning, and there's no breakfast in my bed. So I took them, and I said, well, let's just play with them.
Yeah.
Know? I mean, that's what the beauty of music, I think, is that you can reinterpret. Mm-hmm. And that's where what I do when I do my live shows. Mm-hmm. Since people don't know all my original material, I take songs that they might know, let's say, you know, just off the top of my head, like Hotel California, mm-hmm. And do it totally close to the original version, but not really.
Incorporate your own style.
Yeah, and not mm-hmm. where you would go, what is that song?
Yeah.
Like when you go to a Bob Dylan concert and you don't know what he's doing now.
Right, right. What are you going to do for us this morning?
Well, I would love to do, it's the first song off of Guitars and Horses.
Okay.
It is a saying that my wife has been drilling into me for for 30 years, and it finally stuck. Mm-hmm. I finally understood what she was talking about because she has this great saying. She says, you know what? It'll all work out. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah.
There's Jeff Varga.
Woke up one morning, it was cold, dark, and gray. You told me, baby, it'll all be okay. It'll be all right. It'll all be okay. You don't have to worry, it'll all work out, it'll be okay. Now, ain't got no money, I got tears in my eyes, but I got you, honey, you're the real prize, you're the real prize.
and it'll all be okay. Oh, you and me, baby, it'll all work out, it'll be okay.
Peppy blues, I like it.
You always tell me, don't fret, don't pout. You don't have to worry, cause it'll all work out, it'll all work out. It'll all be okay. Oh, like you always tell me, it'll all work out, it'll be okay.
Bring it down, boys.
Why not? It'll all work out. It'll all be okay. We've got the power to make it that way. We've got the power to make it that way. Well, now it's all up to you to make it all work out okay. I said, we've got the power to make it all work out okay.
That's right. One more time, here we go, take it on, boys.
There's Jeff Varga, and it'll all work out okay. Very good. Nice stuff, Jeff. I want to let everybody know that you can check out Jeff online at jeffvarga.com. That's JeffVarga.com. And this is terrific music. I love this kind of music. The singer-songwriter style. You mentioned all those guys.
And I, you know, I'm really influenced too. I love female singer-songwriters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean
yeah.
Patti Griffith, Sean Colvin, Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Oh yeah.
I went to see Chapin and Sean did a show together in downtown Cleveland and had to go see it and was just like, it was just cool.
Yeah.
Of course, the other cool show that I saw that I loved too, that I just like, to me it was phenomenal. And it was so low tech, it was great. It was Guy Clark, Joe Ely, who else was on that one? Lyle Lovett.
Mm.
And, I said John Hyatt, didn't I? But anyway, those, yeah, Joe Ely, John Hyatt, Guy, that's all of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, what a show. I mean, because they all did a song. And then some would play with each other, and, and it's just an acoustic guitar.
That's when magic happens, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's like I play with a piano player I can literally say this: Michael Crishone is one of the best musicians I've ever worked with, and I've worked with a lot of musicians. Mm-hmm. But this guy, I'll bring in a song. Like we did, we played a private party for a little old lady. She turned 85 on Saturday.
Yeah.
So we played a private party for her, and I learned an old cowboy song for her because she has horses. And long story short, I brought it in at sound check. I showed Mike the song.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we played it in during the evening, it was as if we had played it forever.
Wow.
I mean, and Mike and I played together that way all the time. Talk about magic happening.
Yeah,
I don't think we've done any, even the originals, I don't think we've done them the same twice. You know, I mean, every night we play, there's something different.
Nice.
And it's just, you know, feed that off the audience. And we play every Sunday together in Fairview Park.
Okay.
Right, in an outdoor venue. It's a covered patio at Stamper's, 217th and Lorraine in Fairview Park.
Yeah.
And it's covered. So if it rains, you're underneath the cover. So you're good. But you're still outside.
Yeah. So, hey, Jeff, where are you based out? Where's home?
I live in Brooklyn.
Okay.
I live in Brooklyn.
All right.
Hey, if you're anybody, you live in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, listen, we've got to get to news. I wish we had more time you to play. Yeah, it flies by.
Shoot.
But I can tell you, even just talking to you and having a conversation, that was just as enjoyable, too, as
I appreciate
the music.
That.
So,
I'll get you that.
Thanks again. And we'll definitely have you back in. Fine. All right.
Thank
Jeff
you, sir.
Varga.
Thanks, Brian.
Check out jeffvarga.com. Do you have samples of your, any samples on the website or?
Everything, you, videos, you name it.
All
we
right.
got it there.
Good. All right. So check it out. It is almost a minute past news time. Getting a dirty look from the newsroom.